Well, here we are halfway through this first month of 1990, and it's time to get started in your garden, and we're here to help you do that. So join us now, and let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jer Parsons. He's area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service, San Antonio and the Hill Country in South Texas. And you know, it's been almost a month since we had that deep freeze in December. Did you realize December was about 10 degrees below normal?
Well, we made that on one day, guy.
Well, I guess that's how it added up.
I'm glad you weather people can at least figure out what happened after it happened.
The problem is...
It would be nice if y'all could figure out what happened before
You didn't
it
hear me tell you it's going to get 6 degrees before it happened?
No, I didn't hear that. It's like our saying for today. I have plenty of thoughts, but I'm going to keep them to myself for a while.
Not you.
All right.
What about the cold?
We did have some bad cold, and... we hate it happened, but it happened, you know? I mean, we have good weather, and you have to take the bad with the good. It's kind of like marriage, you know.
There you are again. Don't say anything.
I know what you're thinking. You're probably saying it's time we had some good. Is that right? You had all the bad you want.
20 years, Carolyn's put up with you.
I don't see
how she stood it for 20 years.
All right, anyway, people are very concerned. I mean... real concern about, are we going to have any onion transplant? Because the people that planted onions, and of course this year pretty well shows what we're talking about. Or, you know, it's good that people get to live through this so they can make sure that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You remember I talked earlier about in October, and we were talking about when to plant onions, and of course the Aggies tell us when to plant onions because you plant them on 10/15, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get that name of that famous onion, 10/15. Why? October 15th. And we said if you plant them early enough and they're large enough, they won't freeze.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want them too large, larger than pencil, because then if they freeze or exposed to cold, if that necks on them are larger than a pencil,
yeah,
then they will flower the following spring. But if you plant them later and they're too young, they're young and tender, going into extreme cold, it'll kill them.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. In the children's garden over there, we had a variety trial. And General Tom, we got them in late. I got the seed late, and we got them planted late and got a good stand of them. And, I mean, it killed them to the
ground.
Wiped
them out.
Whereas the ones that were planted earlier, it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all that's a bunch of verbiage to say that our source of transplants, onion transplants that we always talk about in the spring,
mm-hmm,
has not been damaged. It's down in Carrizo Springs, first of all. It's further south, even though they did get, 10 or 8 or 10, fairly cold. But what they said, well, and I come finally after people calling, crying, and, you know, that people can't even comprehend going through a spring without having onions in the garden.
That's right.
Called them, and they said, the difference in this freeze and 83 freeze was that this freeze, first of all, was a shorter duration,
mm-hmm,
even though it was it was colder probably. But also, what was interesting about this freeze is, or what was good about it, if there was something good about it, is that we had a preconditioning, a pre-hardening year. And it wasn't like 83 when we came from a very mild fall into an extremely severe time.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that reason, all that's a bunch of verbiage to say we will have onion transplant. And those of you who either lost onion that you direct seeded or either, decide to wait, have figured it out, it's a lot easier to wait for onion transplant rather than hassle with it. There will be a source. Now, when we get back, we'll talk about the source. And they've also got a deal where you can order less number of bunches.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of onions, of course, is about 60 plants. And in the past, it's been that the minimum order was 5 bunches, but now you can order less. So when we get back, we'll give you a name and address and where you can get some onions and order them in February to plant out. And so we will have big Texas sweet onions this year after.
Nothing like them. Jerry, we're at the halfway point. We'll take a break. Get back to Jerry right after this. Well, I can tell by the look in your eye that we're not through with onions.
That's right. That's right. And like I said, the name of this place, and I think most people have, we'll put it in the paper eventually. Sooner or later, I guess. Let's see. Well, it was in the paper yesterday, as a matter of fact,
okay,
the address.
Okay.
It's Dixondale Farms and Company. Now, the reason, you know, we don't get a kickback on this, but the reason...
Are you sure about that?
Well, I wish we did.
I heard some guy asking me the other day, says, doesn't Parsons get a kickback on all
that
stuff?
I ought to, like you do, but I don't. Anyway, basically all I get is a free onion every now and then. But the reason we list this particular bunch is because they mail order small quantities. Mm-hmm. And also, I've been down and inspected the field, and they are disease-free. And that's important, and they are true to name. And that's important. The reason we used to go transplants in a pot and carry on like that is because we never could get disease-free, true-to-name plant. Anyways, Dixondale Farms, and that's at P.O. Box 127. And, of course, that's downtown Carrizo Springs, downtown Carrizo. It's a lot cheaper to order them through the mail than it is to drive to Carrizo. That's 100 miles from here.
More.
I talked to a brain-dead guy the other day. Said he just liked to drive down to Carrizo every now and then just to see the country. I said, well, you fool, when you get to the other side of Hondo, about 20 miles, turn around because it's going to be the same for the next 80. All right, anyway, Dixondale Farm, P.O. Box 127, Carrizo Springs, and the zip is 78, and all zips in this area are 7-8. Is that right?
That's right.
So you don't even have to remember 7-8. You should already know that. The last three are 8-4-3. I'm sorry. Don't put that. 8-3-4.
Oh, you got... Well,
I got one of those malfunctions.
What do you call those diseases where you reverse the numbers in your mind?
I don't know. Dyslexia.
Something like that. I don't know.
That's it. You didn't know I was a pistol, see?
No, I didn't.
All right. 7-8-8-3-4. And these prices are postage paid.
Okay.
See, that doesn't confuse you. Three bunches for $8. Now, that's at three bunches are about 200 plants, a little less than 200 plants.
Yeah.
And that's more than most folks will need. By the way, if you get too many plants, you eat them as green onions.
Sure.
Yeah, so you never get too many. Five bunches for $9. Some people give these for Christmas presents, you know.
A belated Christmas.
Yeah, 10 bunches for $12, 15 bunches for $18. Yeah, that's all you need to order. And they've got 10-15-Y, they got white and yellow Gran-X, they got white Bermuda type, and some of the old-timers like those. They've got that Italian red, which is the old Burgundy red type that, you know, people talk about, the old flat hamburger onion used to be red.
That's a sweet one,
too. Was the sweetest onion they ever ate, and why they quit making it and all that stuff. Of course, most of the people are talking like that, hadn't tasted anything in years. speaking of old and taste budless, I think we have neglected to mention that the pecan short course is going on over at Seguin.
Every Tuesday night.
That's right. And the next one is coming up on the 16th.
Tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You missed the first one on the 9th, which was pecan economics.
Yes, sir. Old Joe Pena.
Yeah, and I'm glad you missed that one. All right. But now, but this one coming up tomorrow night... down to the nitty-gritty, like pecan insects, and then on the 23rd is pecan diseases, and then after that, on January the 30th, you have a pecan tour.
Oh, a tour on the 30th.
So if you are interested in growing pecans, or if you inherited an orchard or something and you want to find out about it, call in over at Seguin, and that number is...
Old Captain Gus over
everybody, there. This is a number that you should always keep, because if you cannot get in touch with me, you've got a question about
anything.
Inheritance or marital problems, please call this number and ask for Gus. And believe me, it's better to talk to him on the phone than it is to see him in person. All right, and that number is, of course, if a long-distance call in Seguin, it's 379-1972.
That's easy.
379-1972, and be sure to tell Gus that I referred you to him, and he may hang up sooner or later.
Sooner
than later.
Time's gone. Thank you a lot, Dr. Jerry Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. Jerry will be back with us again next Thursday.
Yeah, I guess
he'll be back on Thursday.